This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. Lawmakers have advanced a package of gun control bills in the state legislature. There are two bills that would expand background checks. Another would keep guns away from people convicted of domestic violence or who have a restraining order against them. And one is meant to prevent suicides.
They're feel-good bills.
Autumn Robertson is a conservative gun owner from Silver City. She says these bills won't actually do anything about gun violence.
They're to make people feel good about it and get people's emotions into it. But the reality is that none of them whatsoever get to the root of it.
Robertson thinks preventing domestic abusers from getting guns is a good intention, but she said it could easily result in people losing their guns without due process. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham has said she's ready to sign these bills into law. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. New Mexico lawmakers on Wednesday moved legislation forward that changes the way people who are under 18 are treated when they're accused of prostitution. Instead of being arrested and subject to criminal punishment, they could be given treatment and services. Legislators and advocates testified in Santa Fe that young people can't really consent to sexual activity and so shouldn't be punished as juvenile delinquents for prostitution. House Bill 56 would make it so that young folks are considered human trafficking victims under the law. Here's April Land from the University of New Mexico Law School talking to state representatives.
Passing what is called a safe harbor law makes it such that the police cannot arrest children who are sexually exploited for being sexually exploited.
Land said the measure would put New Mexico in line with what's happening in other states on this issue. It would open the state up for federal funding to address these problems. The law would also allow a police officer to take a suspected child trafficking victim into protective custody without a court order. The Children, Youth, and Families Department would then refer the young person to services regardless of whether they return to their family or enter foster care. The House Judiciary Committee passed the bill without opposition. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. New Mexico's Indian Education Act just got an update. A bill signed by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham today spells out how school districts must study the needs of their Native American students and come up with systemic ways to address them. Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton has more.
The new measure requires school districts with Native American students to develop frameworks and budget priorities to help those students succeed. Dr. Tiffany Lee is chair of Native American Studies at UNM. She's Diné and Lakota. Though the Indian Education Act has been around for 15 years, she says many school districts aren't very familiar with it.
This, I think, will help those school districts with ideas around how do you create culturally relevant activities, important services. So I do think it makes it more concrete and easier for school districts to wrap their minds around how to implement the act.
Of the 23 districts and several charter schools with significant Native American student populations, just 14 submitted the required tribal education report to the state last year. The update also requires those districts and charters hold at least two public meetings a year to update tribal leaders, parents, and the state on their progress. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
This is KUNM. I'm Elaine Baumgartel. A bill that could expand access to dental services around the state made it through a legislative committee on Wednesday. KUNM's Bryce Dix reports.
The measure would allow a new type of licensed practitioner called a dental therapist to perform common dental procedures in New Mexico. Republican Representative Gail Armstrong of Magdalena represents several rural communities. She sponsored the bill.
And it's highly needed, especially in areas like mine. We don't have a lot of dentists. We are close to Navajo Reservation. We have three dentists in Socorro, one who's there only once a week.
Opponents say dental therapists would only be able to do certain things and that the measure could discourage dentists from setting up practices here. There are no accredited dental therapy training programs in the U.S., yet, but the legislation would make it possible for New Mexico universities and colleges to create them. The bill now goes to the House Judiciary Committee for review. For KUNM, I'm Bryce Dix.
This is KUNM. I'm Hannah Colton. Students with disabilities who had to leave the state in order to attend high schools that met their needs are now eligible for the New Mexico Lottery Scholarship. As KUNM's Celia Rainey reports, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham signed a bill Monday changing the scholarship requirements.
Previously, students had to go to high school in New Mexico in order to receive the lottery scholarship. But if their high school couldn't accommodate their disability and they went to high school out of state, they were out of luck. Pat Osborne is with the Center for Development and Disability at the University of New Mexico. She says high schools in New Mexico are not required to have disability support programs, but universities are. Now that these students can get the lottery scholarship, she says, they could have more access to resources right in their own backyards.
Essentially, what they would do is the student would come home and then they could actually receive services and supports through a disability office.
Osborne says students could work with note takers, get extra time on tests, or be able to take exams in different locations. For KUNM, I'm Celia Rainey.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. New Mexico legislators debated on Wednesday eliminating the state's sales tax on so-called feminine hygiene products like tampons and pads. Countries around the world have reduced or eliminated these taxes, and at least 10 states in the U.S. have done away with them too. People who menstruate shell out an estimated $23 million per year in New Mexico on these products. Representative Christine Trujillo, a Democrat from Albuquerque, is co-sponsoring a bipartisan bill to do away with the sales tax on tampons, pads, menstrual cups, etc.
There are a lot of women who do not have the money to actually buy feminine hygiene products. They'll wear one particular product for the whole day. It's a health issue as well.
House Taxation and Revenue Committee members from both political parties pushed back, saying that adding more exemptions to the tax code means less money for the state and higher sales taxes on other products. Some argued about the definition of necessity and about whether a tax on these products constitutes a gender bias. Eliminating the tax would cost the state an estimated $1 million per year and local governments $650,000. The committee's temporarily tabling this and all proposed changes to taxes until there's a state budget to work with. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.
This is KUNM. I'm May Ortega. Tucked inside a major education bill state lawmakers are considering is an age cap that would ban public schools from getting funding for students older than 21. The idea is that anyone 22 and up can pursue the GED instead of a high school diploma. As Public Health New Mexico's Hannah Colton reports, staff at an Albuquerque school are calling for lawmakers to spare their program.
Gordon Burnell is an Albuquerque charter school that serves only adults, both in jail and after they get out. Executive Director Kimberly Hansen says most incarcerated students are reading at less than a junior high level, so they really benefit from the services that a public high school can offer.
We are able to meet them where they are, and we're able to provide these rich wraparound services so that they have the infrastructure to succeed and transition. I do want to say that there are adults in our community that can do the GED. That does not need to be an either-or situation.
The Legislative Finance Committee notes that public schools pay more per adult student than GED programs do, with similar dropout rates. The bill's sponsors did not return requests for comment in time for broadcast. The legislation is headed to its final House committee hearing on Friday. For KUNM, I'm Hannah Colton.
This is KUNM. I'm Marisa DeMarco. Nationally, Immigration and Customs Enforcement held 42,000 people in custody on average on any given day last year. People leaving ICE detention often say conditions were bad and they were abused or didn't get enough to eat. Some New Mexico lawmakers are carrying a bill that might create a window into ICE facilities here. ICE detention centers are under the control of the federal government, and most of them are run by private companies, making it hard for anyone to get information about potential human rights violations inside. Five local legislators are sponsoring a bill that could make it so ICE centers could be inspected and monitored by the state. Here's Representative Micaela Cadena.
When we think about facilities operating within our state, we want to make sure inmates and staff that do the important work inside these facilities are safe.
The state's corrections department says the bill doesn't add money for these inspections, so it creates an unfunded mandate. Though overall, the department is likely to see a budget increase this year. There are two facilities used regularly for ICE detention in New Mexico, Cibola County and Otero County, and both are run by corporations. Around the country, government inspectors have reported thousands of violations of detention standards, but according to a January report from Homeland Security's Inspector General, fines to the private companies running them have only been issued twice. For KUNM, I'm Marisa DeMarco.